Welcome everyone today to the blessings of Christ. And I would like to invite you into a holy place, a sacred place. And I'm going to open with a story about a gentleman that I was counseling, just unofficially, recently. He was someone I encountered in the process of taking Larry in for service. And he had been suffering, and this started several weeks ago. We were talking, and I said, you know, Harold, have you prayed lately? And he said, well, yeah, I do pray. And I said, do you pray like it's sacred, like you're really in touch with God? Or are you just asking for things? And he said, well, I don't know, I guess somewhere in between. And so I said, okay, well, have you been to church lately? And he said, oh, no. He says, it's been a long time since I've been to church. And my reply was, you know, Harold, I don't. Well, first of all, he says, but I'm a believer. I believe in God. And I said, Harold, I believe you. I do. And I don't think it's really important that you celebrate a denomination or a particular religious belief. But the good thing about going to church is you go to a place that's quiet and sacred, that has been visited by other people for quiet and sacred celebrations of life, for faith. And I saw him a couple of days ago, and I said, Harold, you look so much better. And he said, well, I did what you said. He said, I went to church, and I didn't go to the one my family goes to, because I've kind of got issues with that one. But I went to church, and I prayed there. And you know what? It made a difference. And this is something that I really, really want to communicate to all of you about our blessing calls. We take and seek and cherish your input speaking to us, because it builds our sense of community and it lets us know how we can help you. And it also expresses gratitude for ways you've been helped. But at the same time, I don't encourage this to be a coffee shop where we just talk about anything, because for a lot of people, this is church. This is where they come on Sunday, because maybe they can't travel to a church, or they wouldn't like the one their family goes to, or for any of a 100 reasons, they just don't want to fight traffic or get up early or whatever. And this is their church. So remember that, and try to keep the background noise down. And our communications, quiet and reverent, celebrative and faith-driven, in respect for how people bring their hearts and their most desired needs, their most cherished requests, to the altar. For this is church for so many people. And it is for me too. And I just wanted to thank you for coming and bringing your faith, bringing your heart and your love. So many, many miracles have happened because of this. This blessing service has been going on now for 10 years. Well, a little more than 10 years. About 10 and a half years. It started in May of 2010. And it saw me through my first hip replacement and through all the healing that went with that. It saw me through the second one. It saw us through this move we made down here. All the climatic challenges we've been through in a great hurricane. And then I look at a long list of people. And I have made a journal. I promise you, I have made a journal for every one of you who has had a healing, a blessing, a return to better life. Because of these blessings. So you are in my heart and repeatedly in my prayers during the week. And I want to bring you up to date on a few things that have been happening in my life. I know that a lot of you have noticed that I've been going through some stress, and I turn the prayers over to Tony, and for a while, and he's done a marvelous job, and I've required a little help on the technical for a little while, and my assistant has done some wonderful work. We changed over our website from services that were not working well in this climate down here. We needed a better internet connection. We needed better web service, and we needed an upgraded store and website, because we went from premium service to laughably I might say covered wagon service down here in cowboy country. So we had to go through a lot of changes. And two of those changes were very critical for my health and for Larry's health. Just 2 weeks ago, Larry was committed to hospice service. So he is under constant care. We don't expect the end of his life to come soon. But he is in a no recovery situation where he deserves and requires more help than I can give to him. If I gave him all the help he needed, I would not be able to conduct the business. And during all of that, I developed some critical issues with my leg that we could not find answers to with local medical research. So I was referred to the University of Health, University of Texas Healthcare Complex, which is absolutely amazing. It's it's really 21st century. It's unbelievable. It's like a square mile of a city unto itself, with parks and fountains and high-rise buildings and shuttle services between buildings. Oh, my Lord, it was like, well, if somebody hadn't driven me, I couldn't have done it on my own. So I was referred to the oncology center there, not because necessarily my doctor believe that that's where I needed to be, but there was something troubling that they would not touch until an oncologist cleared it. Well, my oncologist took a look at it and took a look at the CAT scan, and he says, "No, Glenn, this is not cancer. it looks like you've got a tennis ball in your leg, and the circumference is perfect and smooth, and cancer doesn't look that way. So what we're going to do is we're going to remove it on the 13th of October, and then you'll be fine." So there's another blessing we can add to the blessing list. Getting help for Larry is another blessing we can put on the blessing list. And thank all of you for your prayers and blessings, and most of all for your patience and your understanding Never for 1 minute did I leave you in spirit. But I really, really needed some help. So thanks to all the caregivers that came in to keep all of this going and all of it moving. And I feel like I just got a new lease on life. I still have to go through the process, but we're going to do fine. And we're here for all of you. And I was just looking back through the journals I've kept through all of the blessing conferences. And with a little bit of technological help, I'm hoping we can do a blessing conference on Zoom sometime before this year is over. We'll have to see how fast I recuperate. And maybe we can put Larry in a wheelchair and get him in there. We'll get us all gathered up together again. And I'm going to try to do a live webinar before the year is over. But in the meantime, one of the things that we have renovated in our changeover and upgrade of our website is we have brought over 52 recorded webinars. Can you believe I found someone who found them all? Tim, our faithful web guy, who's been with us for years, he found them all. And most of them are already connected and just ready to go. And the rest of them we've got. So if you're interested, just sign up. And the minute we get a notice, I'll call Tim and say, Tim, we've got a student signed up for this one. Get it hooked up and get them the link, and he'll do it. So within a day, you'll be hooked up, even if it doesn't happen immediately. We're going to have the most awesome academy. You should go in to our website on recorded webinars and look at those titles. That is an academy of life. And every single one of them came from Yeshua. Every single blessed one of them. It's like a life extension from Love Without End, the keys of Yeshua, and then on. 52, if you can imagine. And they're all there. So if any of them need re-recording, I'll be doing it. We're going to have a lifelong academy, and I will be adding to them every year. So that's the state of our recovery. So this little downtime was well used by all of us. And excuse me, we used it well for the benefit of all. And we're back in full glowing and loving spirit. And I see three of you on the line. I'm going, I opened the window, so something outside is just tickling my nose. Jerome, you are on.
Oh, thank you for light and love and everything you're doing, and blessings on all of the universe to be with you. And prayers are for my family, especially Andrew, but the family's doing okay, and we are too, but thank you for your light and love and peace and joy, and all the very best for the highest of the universe with you. I love you, I love you, I love you.
Oh, thanks so much, Jerome. I love you too, and all your guys, and okay. Your lovely wife. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
And Rosa, you're on.
Hey there. Hey, Glenda. Hi. This is Jerry from North Carolina. How are you?
Oh, hi, Jerry.
Yes. Thank you for what you do, and I'd like to ask for a blessing for you and all the blessing givers and Larry, you know, so definitely wanted to ask for that. And also love to ask for a blessing for my beautiful son, Connor, who turned 18 just recently and is a sweet light of my life, you know. And Thank you. And I'd love to ask for a blessing for my ex-wife, who named Julia Rosa, who has been challenged with just life health challenges over the years. And and lastly, and not least, a blessing for all souls in all universes. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, too, Jerry. And I will how do you spell your name? I'll do it correctly now.
J-E-R-R-Y, Rosa.
Oh, Jerry, just like Jerry. Okay.
Yes. Okay, right. Thank you.
Thank you. And Joanna, you're on.
Hi, this is Joanna, and I want to send my prayers to you and your husband. Thank you so much for sharing. I fell down a few days ago, and the whole left side of my rib cage is really hurting. I don't think there's a break, but I'm in a lot of pain. And also, I would like to ask for my family, my sister, my son, and his family. They're all having a lot of issues, you could say, or need for prayers. So thank you so much for what you do.
You're on my list, and your family is in my journal of life. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Blessings to you. And don't be impatient about your blessings now. I say this to everyone. Blessings come. They're actually already here. But what happens when we ask for them is that we ask for the universe to start aligning to the delivery of the blessing. Okay? That's the big difference. So ask, it's just like in the Bible, ask and you shall receive, where you see asking precedes receiving. It doesn't say ask and I will give. They've already been given. It's ask and you will receive. Asking is what opens the door, the gateway for you to receive. You see? So I want you to, all of you to understand the meaning of that phrase and the reason it follows in exactly that sequence. Knock and the door will open. Well, the door has been unlocked all the time. But when you knock on it, you push it open. Okay? All right. Tony, you are on.
Hi, Glenda. Thank you for the news and the update about how things are going. It's good to hear. It's because it sounds also like there's a shift going on here, and that's definitely a shift towards the positive with Larry getting more help and you getting the news you got. So I'm very grateful for that, and I want to echo Jerry's blessing. For you and Larry and all the blessing givers. I thought that was a really nice one.
Oh, thank you. And yes, Larry is already getting better because of the help he's getting. And you know, we tend to think of hospice as being right at the end. But hospice actually serves to bring the comfort and the peace that allows people to enjoy to the optimum degree the last year or years of their life. And there's no limit on the number of years, except that usually they would not put you in hospice if you've got 15 years left, you know. So there is a little bit of a short leash on it, but it doesn't, it's not ominous. It's not sad. It's really, everyone is joyful, and they laugh with Larry, and he has a great time with them, and he knows that he has company and care, and now he doesn't worry about the effects of this on me, because he was very worried about me. And so many heavy blankets have been lifted, and including my worry about what's going on with my health. So there's been a big shift, and I have been praying for 25 more years to love and serve God. And I feel like my contract is signed.
Oh, that's beautiful. I want to mention a couple of the things. A lot of things have shifted here as well. Our air quality is much better here and up around Portland. I have two daughters up there, and their air quality has gotten a lot better. So the fires here have improved. I don't think they're all out yet, but we're certainly in our area. They're much better, and air quality is very good. So that's an answer to a prayer and blessings. I just want to mention that this week we have a full moon, which is exact on Thursday. So we'll have the full moon energy Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And on Friday, there's something extraordinary. Now, this is also multiple days, but Venus is going to align visually with the star that's the heart of the lion, which is Regulus.
Oh, Regulus.
It's one of the brightest stars in the sky. Yeah. And it's going to be a close conjunction. So this is especially beautiful and rare. So if you get up early, you need to be up probably, you know, while Venus is still visible, which would be probably a good 45, half an hour before sunrise. But you can see it.
You know,
can see Venus. Go ahead.
You know what? I saw it the other night. Instead of driving to San Antonio the night before, I drove. We got up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and we got to see sunrise, and I got to see Regulus and Venus in the sky.
Wow. Cool.
So they were pretty close then.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, they're already together. So I think that's really beautiful. To me, you know, Regulus is for centuries. That's the Sphinx. The Sphinx is lined up with Regulus. So for many thousands of years, humanity has had this connection with Regulus and the lion. And to me, this has resonance with Yeshua's, you know, identification with the lion. And that has a connection also, I feel, with the brotherhood of humanity. So
absolutely.
I think it's a beautiful connection.
It's beautiful. And to have it blessed by the energies of Venus. Well, I felt it. And when I saw that, I thought, everything's going to be fine. I really felt that before I even got there.
Wow.
And then I was just blown away when I saw the center. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Amazing. Amazing. Okay, well, Starmy, thank you so much and for your help and for covering for me in so many ways while I got through all of these challenges. You know, challenges happen to everybody. We're not exempt from them. And I think that's one of the reasons that Yeshua did not make himself an exemption. He wanted to be an example that it doesn't matter who you are, you're going to have challenges. And so don't be vain. Just get help and develop your humility, and God will take care of the rest.
Yeah.
So, okay, Stormy, we've been waiting to hear from you, and you're on. Hi, Stormy.
Yes, and first, some humor before my blessing request. You sneezed twice so the world could say, bless you, Glenda.
That's so funny. Thank you, Stormy.
And the second one, do I need to send you a tennis racket?
Yeah, really. If you saw my cat, the doctor looked at it and he said, oh, my God. I've never seen anything so round. I mean, it was perfectly round. Amazing. Uh-huh. So imagine walking around with a tennis ball inside the calf of your leg. It gets a little painful before the day is over.
Yes.
But it's soft tissue, so it smushes.
Yeah. And for my blessing, I'd like to keep it in mind with your 25-year contract renewal, but I would like a blessing that I am able to bring forth the words and the music of the I Am song to the world, that I may be able to give it to the world. All my music is to give away. If I receive compensation for it, that's okay. But God gives it to me, and I'm looking to give it to the world.
Amen. And my prayers are with you, Stormy.
Thank you.
So much of your heart and your life into it. I know that God will find a way.
And just before the call, I was on the internet and I saw your first blessings on the internet. I just looked up something, the best of Glenda Green, and it gave me some websites, and it was the very first one that you did in 2010.
Wow.
Just by saying the best of Glenda Green, I got several things that come up on YouTube, and it was you. I listened to you talk about the Adam 18 particles a bit. I listened to a little bit of the blessing call. But I thought that was very interesting that I would find that to add that to this blessing call.
Okay. Yes. Well, thank you so much, Stormy. I always love hearing from you. And we have two more people that have come on, so I'm going to move on so we can take them too. All right?
Good.
I know you're still with us in spirit. Christopher, hello.
Hello. Hi, Glenda.
Hello.
Hi. I'm sitting on a hill in Los Angeles overlooking amazing mountains right now. So I sent you some blessings from the beauty of these peaks and trees and all the other stuff that's here as well.
Okay.
But I wanted to say, first of all, thank you, Glenda, for sharing about what's going on with you. It's meaningful for me to hear because I can feel things and I don't always know what they are. And so I pray for you. I pray for you as much as I can think to, you know, and I'm glad to know what's going on so I can pray more. And I ask for blessings for you in your healing process and rejuvenation and replenishment.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I knew it was going to take up some time to share, but you're right. You're absolutely right. When you can feel when something's going on that's not totally good, and you wonder, well, what's happening? Is this all falling apart? And I word, you know, against all strong winds, we're here and we're strong, and because of the help of those who also care about this. We have moved through it, and we're getting on the other side right now. So, Tony has mentioned several times in the past, and I won't bring him on again because we got to move fast through this. He's mentioned several times that this was going to be a year of many trials with all the planetary configuration with Saturn and Uranus and Jupiter and Pluto, and there were really stress generating configurations that were going to make us stand up and take notice and do something about our life that needed to be done. And he also said it's going to virtually be over by about December. So,
yeah.
I thank God for that. This has been one turbulent year.
Yeah.
I think everybody's going to agree to that.
Yes. And
nobody really knew.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I've received so much grace, and I've been through major transitions. I don't need to go into details, but it's been interesting, very profound transitions. And I just, I want to express gratitude for how much support I've received from these blessings. I mean, it's been tremendous. I feel like I'm floating or swimming in grace. And I would pray at this juncture for support as I'm in a period of uncertainty and transition, and also clarity about my next steps of where I should settle. I've been moving about for 2 or 3 months, and so clarity about where to settle and abundance so that I can serve at my highest level.
That's a good request. I wrote it down. Okay.
Well, thank you.
I'd love to keep talking with you, but we had more people come on the line. Mara, hello, dear.
Hello.
You're on. Hello. You're on, Mara.
Oh, thank you. I just quickly want to say what a wonderful this whole session has been. They all are, but this seems to be very special to me. And also, I want to thank you for pointing out that this can be one's church, this Spiritus Church, because it has been mine ever since I joined up with you. And I just want to say a special thanks, because I thought perhaps I wasn't doing enough by not getting involved with any of the local churches here, other than to support them in any way I can spiritually. And also to pray for you and Larry. You are always in my prayers. And in fact, I have a very large collection of names now, including these on the calls. And I include all of you always in my prayers. And I try to do... I don't think I've missed in 10 years 10 blessings on Sunday.
I think that's true. I see your name constantly. And every time I see your name, I say, oh, hi, Mara. Even if you don't speak up, I say hi.
Oh, thank you.
It's so good to see your name. I've got almost everybody's name.
Go ahead.
We do have new people come on. We probably should move on, Mara.
Yes, thank you. And, of course, I include my family. So, yeah.
Yes. Okay. And your son. Okay.
Yes.
June, we've got to be short on this because we're running out of time. Hi.
Hi, Glenda. I just want to second gratitude to you and Yeshua for the blessings. They have been really helpful to me over the years at many, many points. I've been so surprised you would be speaking to someone else and have answered my what I was going to ask. It applied to me also. So it was wonderful.
That's the way he works. He knows.
Yes.
He's inside your heart, you know, and he knows. So sometimes he's speaking to everybody, sometimes to one person. But I think we all can learn from anything he's got to say.
Yes. And I also wanted to say special prayers for you and for Larry. I have worked as a home health aide, and I wanted to say about hospice, I had one older gentleman who was really well known in our community, and he was on hospice, but he just was so spirited and individual. He just got a big kick out of everything, and he had to be on hospice over and over again for 3 years because each time the 6 months or whatever it is came up, he put, you know, pulled through, and so they had to recalibrate.
Yep.
And so he really had a wonderful, wonderful passing, you know, when it was.
Well, Well, see, we're not saying that this is Larry's time to go. But
no,
it's his time to start thinking about, you know, it's graduation's almost here. It's not far away. And he's enjoying every minute of it. So
I just think the help is so wonderful to be able
it
to
is
have
wonderful.
Help.
It is you know. Wonderful. And it just
it's
made all
needed.
The change in the world.
Yes. I mean, people get better. They don't. You know, and
they do.
You know, it's not all about fasting. It's a...
Sure. It's about making your last days your best.
Yes.
Your best
every
days.
Day your best.
Exactly.
You know.
So, anyway,
that's
the State of the Union. Thank you. Go ahead.
I wanted to ask you for a blessing for, I have two great-grandsons who lost their mom, and, you know, she bit passed and took her own life, you know, which is sad, you know, and they're struggling with that. You know, she was in rehab. She's a nurse. And I don't know if the whole thing with COVID or what got to her, but she worked in a prison and, you know, having to go into rehab was too much for her. And anyway, they're struggling. And I can see why. It's your mom, you know. So
of course.
They're in their 20s.
Oh, my God.
You know, they're mid-20s. So, so I would like a special prayer and blessing for them, you know, that they cope with this and be able to deal with this because it's so painful.
Of course it is. Of course. Okay. Your request is on my list.
Thank you.
We'll move on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We have someone from, is this Linda from New Zealand?
It is. Hi, Glenda. Hi. Beloved Glenda, I don't know. I came on late into the call, so I will go back to the recording, but you are always in my prayers, always. And
thank you.
I know that you are held in just in the best arms of all, and Yeshua will never let you down or Larry. So whatever is going on, my sincere blessings. My call today is I'm just feeling a deep grief after I watched a lovely little documentary, which is so uplifting. I don't watch a lot on Netflix because I find a lot of the content very dark. But this one is a little doco called My Octopus Teacher. And it's just an incredible, beautiful story. And it just reminds us how we are all so interconnected and so linked and all in this great transition period. And I would just ask for blessings for a really, you know, a better midwife. Transition can just be that period in birth where you lose your mind and you feel like you have no knowing what's happening or the pain is all too great. And I just feel a great pain for the innocence of nature. And it just brings me to tears. I just feel so hurt by the way that we neglect her and don't realize that it's all part of us. So, nature is so innocent. So that's my call today.
Okay. Thank you. That's lovely. That's lovely. Thank you, Linda. Okay. Well, I bless the heart of each of you. I bless the soul of each of you. And I bless the life of each of you. And all of those in your life who share your love. Now, let's find this place within us, which is that quiet, peaceful, sacred place that nothing from the outside world affects or can touch, because this is the temple into which we go to lay our prayers on the altar of God. Just be in that place. Stop all of your thoughts. You will get back to your prayers, but not right now. Just be in this place of peace.
and be there as I say my prayer to Yeshua and welcome him to come and stand beside you. Then the blessing givers and I will conduct the energy of the Holy Spirit. And during that time is when you offer your prayers. Dear Yeshua, we come with light in our hearts, hope and love, seeking the grace of God, grateful in every way to receive your love and your companionship, knowing that you are with us and allowing us to have our own experiences and choices in life without judgment. And sure, we make our mistakes, but we look to you for a better way. And we ask you to join into our life as our companion to help us make the best choices possible in light of whatever situation we find ourselves in. We ask that you be with those who are hurting, that you take away their pain, that you be with those who are hungry, that you give them nourishment that never goes away. We ask that you give a drink to the thirsty that quenches their thirst. We ask that you give strength that lasts forever. We ask that you help us to see the soul that we are and the beauty of the soul that radiates through our life and continues then on forever and ever in the company of our Heavenly Father. We ask that you be in places of the world where there are, where peace is hard to find, and you help people to find that place of peace within. We ask that you be with our planet that has been so patient with us and so deeply serving to all our needs, even though we just take and give back so little. We ask that she hears from us the voice of love and the singular voice of thank you. And now we ask that you hear the prayers of everyone as we can say with the radiant sacred energy of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us begin. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now, finish receiving by going to rest. Lie down for at least 7 minutes. And don't think. Don't even continue your prayer. Just be a blank slate and let God do the writing. Okay? Bye-bye for now. Have a wonderful week. And I look forward to being with you again next Sunday.